On Siena College Week, could a new understanding of our universe be on the way? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Matt Bellis, assistant professor of physics at Siena College, determines how the Large Hadron Collider could bring about a fundamental change to physics overnight.
The Large Hadron Collider, commonly referred to as the LHC in Geneva, Switzerland, measures 27 kilometers in circumference. It accelerates protons to near the speed of light and smashes them together millions of times a second. The scope of the engineering behind the accelerator is mind-blowing and is matched only by the scope of the questions that scientists are currently trying to answer: how does nature work on the smallest of scales? The energy of these collisions is so high that new particles are created through the same mechanism codified in Einstein's famous equation E equals mc squared. Many of these particles live for only fractions of a second. Particle physicists use the term decay for these short-lived particles, but that doesn't mean they disintegrate. Instead, they transform into two or more other particles, and it is some of these particles that live long enough to be observed. In three of the four ongoing experiments at the LHC, researchers are studying one of these particles known as the top quark. It is the most massive of all fundamental particles and has only been observed transforming into a handful of other particle combinations, all of which are consistent with our current picture of physics. However, there are some theories which predict new transformations or new decays of the top quark. These are sometimes referred to as forbidden decays, only because they are forbidden according to our current knowledge of physics. Any sign of these decays would fundamentally change physics overnight. If these decays even exist, they would happen very, very rarely. This is why the LHC runs day and night to collect as much data as possible. If we observe these forbidden decays, which would mean they're not actually forbidden, then we'll have changed how we understand the universe.
That was Matt Bellis of Siena College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.